KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. If you're a sci-fi fan, you'll remember the scene near the beginning of Blade Runner when an interviewer studies the iris of his subject's eye to see if the guy is human or a replicant. A new film called Eye Origins takes the concept much further. It's about using the eye to demonstrate the existence of the soul and using biometrics to prove the existence of the afterlife. All of this requires an open mind, as the movie keeps reminding us, and I kept mine open as long as I could. But it shut down and my eyes glazed over around the time a turquoise-irised beauty called a white peacock, symbolic of souls being dispersed throughout the world. Or maybe it was when a super-smart biologist played by Britt Marling called a sudden breakthrough potentially the greatest scientific discovery the world has ever seen. Eye Origins is the second feature by Mike Cahill. He made his big screen debut 3 years ago with Another Earth. That film starred Britt Marling as a strikingly intelligent young woman, all but crushed by a burden of guilt, and its starting point was a sci-fi notion of great simplicity and almost defiant oddity. The planet of the title, apparently a duplicate of our own, has unaccountably appeared in the sky. There it is, take it or leave it. I took it willingly because the notion led to lyrical mystery. This new feature, though, sets up a dialectic between reason and faith and argues it stridently with eye-rolling earnestness. The story turns on one obsession that leads to another. Michael Pitt's Ian has been photographing people's eyes ever since he was a kid. Now he's a molecular biologist studying the evolution of the human eye. When an ineffably spiritual woman named Sophie comes into his life and quickly vanishes, Ian sets off on an obsessive search with nothing more to go on than a beautiful pair of peepers, he's certain they're hers, that he chances to see on a billboard for French cosmetics. So far, so good. Mike Cahill is very good at directing actors, and Ian and Sophie are intriguing characters, even if she's given to pretentious pronouncements about peacocks. You want them to get back together and have a happy life. But Ian's literal quest is only the beginning of a plodding pilgrim's progress that involves Britt Marling's Karen, his lab partner, who opens his rationalist's mind to transcendent experience. At one point, she declares ardently, maybe the eye really is a window to the soul. And the script lays out more highways and byways than a single movie could possibly navigate. One of them leads to rural Iowa and another to India, where Ian renews his faith in billboards and encounters ever deeper mysteries of the soul, as well as a cutting-edge system of iris identification on a scale that's nothing less than eye-blowing. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.